Cosby Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay. Bobby Dooley, again, that loudspeaker.
So we have moved into a neutral area.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley and a group of people from Western Estates Homeowners Association are in front of the Our Lady of Canaan in Malibu. You are claiming that all priests are molesters.
I think the time has come, Phil, for Catholics to take the blinders off, to quit being so blind and quit being so stupid. And I'm sorry to put it that way.
That is very harsh coming from a non-Catholic.
Well, Phil, I am sorry to put it that way, but they are so stupid. Catholic priests are molesters, and we are going to ferret all of them out.
And calling all Jews money grubbers and all Italians criminals.
So I don't know where you're from, but I know many Jewish people. They're very tight. All I know is thank God we're not Catholic, so that when our boys come home, we are comfortable in the knowledge that there hasn't been fondlement on the rear end area or any other area.
I got a bumper sticker from you guys and your organization, which is why Chris called you. Stop the butt fondling.
That is exactly right. That is a clear message.
Isn't that a little juvenile?
No. That is a clear message to the priests. They know what they're doing. Steve, give me the microphone, Phil. I'll show you. Stop the butt. I'm sorry.
Okay, see, that's the problem. It's feeding back. 1-800-449-8686. Crystal, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Crystal,
hello?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I was calling in about the caller. I've never heard anybody so prejudiced and so ignorant. I didn't think people like that even existed anymore. For you to say these things and to generalize that all Catholic priests are Catholic.
Crystal, can I ask you a question?
Are you
Catholic?
No, I am not.
Alright, so see? So you've never been fondled. And you don't know what these children are up against.
You know what? You should take your time and all of this
work with the kids that have had problems.
Right? Work with them, and don't. You're generalizing that all Catholic priests. You're totally generalizing.
Oh my God!
You're very prejudiced and very ignorant.
Crystal, every
and you are money grubbing. That is pathetic.
This is pathetic. I have a great.
That people like you, so short-minded and so short-minded. Are even still existing.
Crystal,
can I say something?
Crystal, I have a great many Jewish friends. I don't know if you know any Jews.
Oh, you know what? I know plenty of Jews. And that is a pathetic thing
people.
For you to say your friends are Jewish, but they're money grubbing.
They're very good friends, man, but they're very tight with a dollar.
You know what?
Yes.
If I was Jewish and I was your friend, I would no longer be your friend for you to say that. You're generalizing that, too.
It is a generalization, and it's unfair.
Oh, Phil, for God's sake, I said it to Crystal, I'll say it to you. Every time I open up a newspaper, here's another Catholic priest that has fondled the butt area of a boy.
But that does not mean all Catholic priests. All Catholic priests.
I think all of them have, but not all.
And you're generalizing to all. And by you doing that, shows how simple-minded and ignorant you really are.
You're not even Catholic, so what do you care?
You're not Catholic.
Because I find you pathetic and that people like that are still out there. That disgusts me. That people that prejudiced are still out there.
Anybody that has an open mind and anybody that cares about a non-prejudiced world would be upset whether we're Catholic or not.
Are you
exactly.
Catholic? Mr. Hendry, let's call a spade here. Are you Catholic, Mr. Hendry?
I was baptized Catholic.
Oh, well. So,
I'm not Catholic, and I find it pathetic that you think that.
Well, you listen to the Phil Hendry Show, and so obviously you're calling in to say things that he'll put you on the air for.
No, I've never called in before.
And my name ain't Haney, it's Hendry.
Right? I found this so upsetting. I've never called in before. I've never really listened. I find that so upsetting that I can't call in.
Harassing these priests.
I'm a first-time caller.
Well, I would say this, Crystal. Our Stop the Butt Fondling bumper stickers are available.
That's
$2.
How juvenile, how little.
Absolutely,
absolutely
juvenile.
Butt fondling?
I'm sorry?
What? Did you graduate high school? I mean, please, butt fondling?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, really, your housewife was nothing better to do with her time.
You know something? We care about our children. Give me the microphone, Steve.
I care about my children.
Okay, you guys with that bullhorn.
Phil, we are trying to get our message through to every...
But there are better ways to do it, and that you're not doing the best way. And if you cared about the children that were molested, then you would work for them.
Hey, Crystal, why don't you listen to Bone and get with it?
All right.
What?
I think that, well, you don't want to know it yet.
My husband said, why don't you loosen the bone and get with it? And I agree with him. I think that you need to understand that these priests get into the priesthood so that they can find a young boy's bottom to squeeze or whatever they do. I don't even know.
Not all priests get into it for that.
All right. I thank you, Crystal, for your call. Is there any getting through to you guys? Because right now you're in front of it.
No, we are going to hound these priests and harass these priests until they finally quit the priesthood. And say that.
Okay, and let's, while we're on the subject, let's make sure that everybody got your message. All plumbers are crooks, all Italians are criminals, all Jews are money grubbers.
So I think the time has come to say that as well. And I think also the time has come to say, why do you people in talk radio try to be politically correct? We do not.
No,
you guys are,
Steve.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. They got some kind of a scene down there they got to get the cops out on. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley on the line from what appears to be a growing demonstration in front of a Catholic church out here in the canyon. They are saying all Catholic, it's time to say it, all Catholic priests are molesters. They all need to quit. But then again, all Jews are money grubbers, all Italians are criminals, and all plumbers rip you off. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.
Show brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
All right, there's something going on out in front of Our Lady of Canaan Catholic Church. We have a phone line there. That is located, I believe, in Malibu Canyon. Ms. Dooley?
Yes, sir.
You guys are where?
We are in front of the rectory, which is where the Catholic priests live. Right here in front of Our Lady of Canaan Church. The reason why we're here, Phil, and the reason why we've called your program, I have been on the phone to some of the other mothers who live in our community. We have a phone tree, and we're a little bit of, when something happens, we call all of the talk shows. We do write to the editors, and we've called your talk show to...
You call when something happens?
When something of importance. I was on the Rush Limbaugh show yesterday. Janice Greeley, who's also part of our program, was on the Ron and Ken show on the KIF in Los Angeles. And what we're trying to say is that all Catholic priests, I think it's time to say it, all Catholic priests are molesters. This selectiveness is wrong. We think the sooner that they... and the term is excommunicate all Catholic priests.
Wait a minute. You're saying that all Catholic priests are molesters. So what are you doing at this church? Are there molesters there?
We feel that it doesn't matter what Catholic church you're in front of. We are encouraging people to go out to all the Catholic churches and get the priests to resign their priestships. And the sooner the Catholic Church gets new priests...
Now, what church do you go to?
We are not Catholic.
You're not Catholic?
No. You don't have to be Catholic to be interested. This is a really interesting story. I've been talking with all of the mothers in our community. We listen to all of the talk shows, and then we talk on the phone and plot our strategy. And what we're doing out here, and I know Steve, my husband Steve Dilley's here, is to tell the priests that they're molesters. We know that they are.
Well, wait a minute. You've got kind of a broad brush here going. You're in front of a Catholic church. Do you know for a fact that any of the priests in there are molesters?
Phil, I think the time has come for us to say the facts. All Catholic priests are molesters. And I think that if you can hold on, Phil, we are speaking to the... Hold on for just a minute.
Bobby, we don't have any time for you to take a break here, okay?
I'm sorry. I wanted to, because I noticed a couple of the priests leaving. Hold on for a minute.
To the priests in the rectory, we are mothers, and we're concerned with what is happening to children being molested by you.
They're turning around now.
All right, hold on. Do you have a bullhorn out there?
We do. We are saying to the Catholic Church, it's time to clean house. Get rid of your priests. They're molesters. We feel that the time has come.
Now, you said you're not Catholic. What is your interest in this?
Phil, our interest is in the children that are being actively molested by every Catholic priest.
Wait. Before we get to... there's a lot of things. Like every Catholic priest is like saying every... It's like saying every Italian is a criminal. It's like saying...
Well, Phil, the Italian people are... we can get into a discussion. I mean, the Italian people are criminally prone. Everyone knows...
Every Italian is a criminal?
What we're saying is, Phil, we know that every Italian is criminally prone because of their genes. We know that Jews, and I have very dear Jewish friends, but they are all very tight with a dollar.
Well, Jews are tight with a dollar.
It's time to say it. Catholic priests molest. Here comes another one.
The priests are there. The priests are there.
All right, guys. I can't.
I'm sorry.
I can't. If you're going to be doing that, you're going to be talking to me.
I'm sorry. We are going to get these priests to resign.
If you get every Catholic priest to resign, and I'm assuming that you're calling the Pope a child molester.
So I think the odds are very, very strong that the Pope did molest children.
Are you calling for his resignation?
I think given his advanced age, the likelihood that he is going to die soon. I think that...
Wait a minute. Where are you going to get priests? If you get all these priests to resign, who's resigning? Are they all resigning now?
Well, we want them, the older ones.
Steve, I'll do it. We want the oldest ones to resign first. They're the ones that have molested most of the children. And then the youngest ones last. They have not yet molested that many. Then we get new priests that we take from the college ranks.
What college ranks? Seminaries?
Any married man, and we are proposing married priests.
Okay.
If they're taking art history, if they're majoring in interior design, anything that is artistic.
To become a priest, if I could just say, and I got to give her phone number here, all right?
Hold on.
Okay, I don't know what's going on there.
Hold on, Phil.
All right, I don't know what's going on there, but I might want Chris Pelton, my engineer, my producer, actually, to get that straightened out. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. They're out at Our Lady of Canaan Catholic Church. They are coming out and saying every Catholic priest is a molester. They want them all to resign within the next 3 years and to bring in new married priests. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Was that Chris? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby, it takes a lot to become a Catholic priest. You have to study canon law. You have to go to the seminary.
We have looked at the priesthood. Basically, the things that you need to do in the short term is to give out communion.
Are you guys going to do exorcisms?
And to perform exorcisms. And essentially, in the short run, that can be...
Are the priests out there? Are the priests out there?
What the people are...
Okay, what I want to have right now, Bobby, a little close to that bullhorn, and...
I'm sorry.
So, what we need to do is, if whatever activity is going on between you guys and the priests in the rectory there, to distance yourself from that.
I'm sorry, Phil, I will.
So, Catholic priests are all molesters, and you say that because...
Phil, the time has come to quit pussyfooting around with them. They all molest. And
It's like saying anything, though, Bobby. Saying every plumber is a crook.
Phil, if I'm a mother and I'm a homemaker, if you want to bring up plumbers, for instance...
Yeah.
Plumbers do rob people of their money. Plumbers do overcharge. Plumbers...
Every plumber?
Yes. Every plumber overcharges. They regularly overcharge. That's why your argument, Phil, doesn't hold water. The fact is that priests molest, plumbers overcharge, and Jews And many Jews are very, very dear friends, very dear friends of mine. But they wouldn't give money to their dying mothers. That's how tight they are. And,
I received some priests coming out.
Right now, okay, Phil, there are some priests coming out.
All right, hold on for a minute. You got a little bit of a mob scene going on out there, and I need you to back away from it.
I will. Steve, I'm going to go talk.
1-800-449-8686. Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Ann, go ahead.
I have a statement to make to Mrs. Dooley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that you can claim to be an intelligent human being and make such a blanket statement as to indicate and indict every priest.
I think the time has come. I really think the time has come to say it clearly.
What proof do you have?
Proof?
Yeah, I'd like to know how you can make such an asinine statement.
Every time we turn around, there's another child having a part of his body fondled. Are you Catholic, Ann?
Yes, I am.
Well, you're not Catholic, Bobby.
That's why I can say what I'm saying to Ann. You're too close to the problem, Ann.
Oh, my God.
You are too close to the problem.
You sound like a neo-Nazi, for God's sake. I have never heard anyone make such a blanket statement and claim to be an intelligent human being.
I think the time has come for us to recognize that these priests, no matter who they are fondling children.
Every one of them.
And I think, Ann, you should take a look at your children to make sure they're all right.
Do you want to know something?
Do you inspect your children when they come home?
I was born and raised Catholic in Catholic schools for until
I can hear. Excuse me, Ann. I can hear bullhorns.
I'm sorry. Steve, back on. You have to
go ahead, Ann.
I never experienced anything like that, nor did any of the other children that I went to school
with. Well, I'm not saying that you did. I'm saying, though, that the priest you came in contact most assuredly did fondle. And what we want more than anything is for the fondlement to end.
Now, but my final comment
to
you...
And even you're a Catholic, and even you know that what I'm saying is true, I can tell.
Can I ask you a question? I would like to know how you can, from your position...
If you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem.
You can make blanket statements about Catholics, Italians, Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what...
I'd like to know what your religion is, Bobby.
You sound like you're of limited intelligence.
Well, that's very interesting for you to say that, but I'm not the one out there fondling the butts of every child that comes along.
Butts on it.
All of the people that we are talking about, these Catholic priests need to stop it. That's all we're saying.
Mrs. Dooley?
That's not all you're saying. You want to fire every one of them and bring in new priests.
They've got to clean house. They must clean house.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a mob scene. Ann, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley and other homeowners are out at the... Is this the church that you... You're not Catholic.
No, I'm not.
Is this the church that the other people go to?
No, we're in Western States, Phil. We're in the West Valley. Malibu is about 40 miles away.
Well, what are you doing there?
We just were looking for a Catholic church. We did do some canvassing.
That's got to stop.
And also, Catholics, I think, Phil, are too close to the problem. They have no perspective. I would recommend you not take any calls from Catholics because they're too emotional. Many of them have been molested.
I can't do that. If ever I'm going to get an objective point of view, it will be from Catholics. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You can tell that there's a protest going on at the Our Lady of Canaan Catholic Church down in Malibu. And apparently, these people that are there are not Catholics, but they're saying it's time for all Catholic priests to resign. All of them. They're all molesters, according to them. She brings up the fact, when I said to her, all plumbers are crooks, she goes, oh yeah, they're all crooks. Are all Italians criminals? Yeah. So there's this kind of broad brush whitewashing of this thing that's going on. And Chris, you need to get her away from that bullhorn. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I enjoyed it, but it was such like a fond link. Wait a minute.
Bobby Dooley is with me, and Steve Dooley and other members of Western Estates Homeowners Association. They're out at Our Lady of Canaan Catholic Church. Were you fondled by a priest?
Phil, what I'm saying is, I know the experience. I know what happened.
Well, how do you know? You were not fondled by a priest?
No, what I'm saying to you is, and this is what I think goes to the minds of a lot of people, I had purchased for Steve a black silk robe, a beautiful black robe. He put it on one night, and I remember looking at him and going, oh, my God. It reminded me so much of a priest. And he put his hands.
Put his hands where?
He.
This was your husband, right?
Yes.
But because he was wearing a black robe?
He looked like a priest, and I wasn't expecting it. He just grabbed me.
Were you going to make love?
We were, but I didn't know he was going to. I thought he was going to.
Well, he didn't dress like a nun.
I know I was.
Wait a minute. The two of you were role-playing one night sexually. You were dressed like a nun, and he was dressed like a priest.
Yes, but in a moment, I suddenly panicked. And I went, oh, my God, I'm going to be molested by a priest.
Everybody line up. There's hot dogs, man.
And so, I don't know.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
It was on the rear area.
Crucifix for fun.
So that's what we're doing.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Let's go over to Allison. Go ahead, Allison.
Oh, well, I just want to say that you are the biggest idiot in the world if you actually think that you can lump everyone into one category.
Mm-hmm.
You think that the Jews are cheap, the Italians are predisposed to being criminals, that every single solitary priest is a pedophile. You know, the funny thing is, I bet you just do nothing but wear a sheet. I don't think you even know how to read. You talk about reading the newspaper.
So
I don't even think you can read.
So
and you talk about the black robe you bought your husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably because he's real high up in the Ku Klux Klan. Because a person that is uneducated like you are has absolutely no idea what the real world's like.
So
now,
you don't care about children.
In South Florida.
You don't care about children then.
Oh, I care every bit about children. I care every bit about children. Don't tell me what I care about. Because I know that I don't lump everyone. I give everybody a chance to prove themselves one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good human being is supposed to.
Well, you know, Allison, first of all, I'm not a member of the Klux Klan. They wear white sheets, not black robes, which shows how stupid you are.
No, the ones that are higher up,
God.
They're all different colors, honey. If
well,
you learn
know
anything
lot about
in this world, you'll learn that.
They're not called the Klux Klan, either. They're called the Ku Klux Klan.
That's right.
So I guess you think I'm stupid, too.
Yeah, I think anybody out there fomenting a disturbance against innocent people. Do you know how many innocent men are being caught up in this? Do you know that there are priests who are innocent of these charges?
Oh, my God. You're endorsing this?
You're endorsing what?
No,
endorsing.
I think he's just endorsing the fact that you have to let everybody be the
I would say this, that there are...
You know that there are a lot of innocent people, when this is all and said and done, are going to be swept up and are going to be indicted for something they never did. There's a priest out in Azusa, a bunch of idiots got out there last weekend, on an anonymous phone tip. The person didn't even have the guts to mention their name. Now they're picketing the church out there.
Well, so what? They're all molesters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All of them.
So, in other words, in your opinion, everyone
are
is
you
guilty
a Jew?
You know, you're guilty before you're innocent.
Are you a Jew?
No,
I'd like to know.
I'm not.
Are you a Jew?
No, I'm not.
Are you Italian?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so now we know.
Well, of course. She's going to get upset.
I'm Irish. I'm English.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that make me? A potato-eating, liquor-drinking,
A potato-eating fag? Did you say fag?
No, I did
not. No, I said potato eating.
No, but she said, no.
She has me so frustrated.
Ms. Dooley said fag.
I'm sorry, I apologize for that.
Oh, I see. So the English are fags.
No, the Italians.
Oh, the Italians are fags.
Of course the English are fags. The Italians are criminals.
So
have you ever seen the show?
Tell us what your nationality is. If I'm not mistaken, Dooley is what, Irish or maybe Scottish?
My people are French.
Dooley is French?
Oh.
Yes. And we're very proud of that.
Polyvu Francais.
Polyvu Francais.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Talk about sheep. You want to talk about a nationality that's cheap?
Well, let's forget about cheap. Let's talk about you got your arms thrown up and surrender to anybody that steps across your border.
How dare you? How dare you?
You do. You cowed into the Nazis. You're caving into another Nazi. I think you just elected a Nazi president, didn't you?
Who?
The French.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if you read a newspaper instead of standing out there bugging these priests...
So, in other words, all of you people think that Catholic priests should be allowed to fondle butt areas whenever they want to, and a... So that's it, huh?
No, I believe that people should be considered innocent until proven guilty, and you cannot...
Well, at least I'm not 167 like
you. Everyone into the same exact category.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A nice little neat package. Mm-hmm.
At least I'm not 167 like you.
Heinz 57.
And another thing, we are selling Stop the Butt Fondling, and all the money is going to an anti-fondlement center. So if you're interested in buying a bumper sticker, or do you just want to sit there and pretend like you care?
Oh, you mean other than what you're doing?
Yes.
How do you know I don't already subscribe to different organizations
do you have
that
a
protect
stop?
Children?
Do you
you don't know a thing about me. You just lumped me into a category because of my nationality.
Do you have a Stop the Butt Fondling bumper sticker,
I wouldn't
don't
put
you?
Any bumper sticker on my car. I drive a Corvette. But is there a category for people who drive those cars?
Phil, how long is this Italian going to us?
She's allowed to talk, just like you are. Allison, is that it?
Is that it, Allison?
You know, I'm sure there's
El
other
Duce,
people feel the
El
way
Duce.
I do. I'd love to give
Thank
them a
you.
Chance to speak.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
I'm glad you
I'm just so shocked,
call,
Mr. Henry, that
I
your
hope
callers,
you all have a very nice night.
I'm really shocked your callers don't
stop
the fondlement.
Thank you very much. Stop the butt fondlement, huh?
That's what the bumper stickers gave you. You don't have to yell into that.
I'm sorry.
We have the bumper sticker right here, Phil. For $2, Stop the Butt Fondlement will raise money for what?
All the fondlement centers. Did you stop the butt fondlement,
Steve? Don't do that. He told you not to.
Yeah, get him off that bullhorn, will you? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let's go to, where are we going? Okay, let's go over here to Jill. Jill, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, you are
mm-hmm.
such a hypocrite.
I
heard you. Would you shut up for 5 seconds and let me talk, okay?
Absolutely, Jill. You're absolutely right.
I heard
How
you,
dare you
tell a Catholic woman that she's Catholic and she's too close and she's... Would you shut up and let me get a word in edgewise,
Get away from that bullhorn, okay?
Did
okay.
You call me, oh, you called me a
B-I-T-C-H? You told Catholic...
You called me a B-I-T-C-H.
I don't... It doesn't matter what I called you. You're a hypocrite.
Go ahead, Jill.
You told this Catholic that she was too close to the situation. Then you turned around and asked another woman if she was Catholic and said, if you're not Catholic, why do you care? So you are a hypocrite, and that is
what?
The last thing I have to say. I have nothing
I else
to say
to you. I didn't
understand
you. You didn't make any sense. I didn't understand
You
what?
Are a hypocrite. You told one woman that because she's Catholic, she's too close to the situation, and she's getting too emotional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you turned around and you told another woman
mm-hmm.
that... Because she's not Catholic, why does she care? You're a hypocrite. It doesn't matter what your... It does not matter what your purpose is. You are a hypocrite,
mm-hmm.
and that is all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else, not one thing.
Well,
you
I
are a stupid,
really
stupid hypocrite.
Are you Italian? Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Jill, thank you for your call. You've been called a hypocrite. You've been called an idiot.
That's all right. I've been called worse. Phil, there's an old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but you can't hurt me.
No, it's sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. God!
You know something, Phil? We're in the middle of a very serious
thing here. Technician.
Get that thing out of here! Turn it off or something. Get them under control over there, Chris.
And all the people out there, and I can't believe you did this.
You were off the air, Ms. Dooley, because your loudspeaker was feeding back. Judy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
From Miami?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, I can't hear you too well.
All right, we're in the middle of a remote situation.
Mm-hmm. I truly believe they're
mm-hmm.
way off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand where they're coming from in any way, shape, or form. And I don't even understand why your show is even giving them this 15
I understand.
Minutes of fame.
You're right, and I don't know.
You're just totally misaligning the whole Catholic Church, and yes, I am Catholic.
Steve, move it away.
And I've been a practicing Catholic for the past 10 years
okay,
or so.
Okay, you're too close to the
And I was
problem.
Raised Catholic. And I had an uncle that was a priest, and I had an aunt was a nun. And I've never, ever, ever heard about heard anything as to what this woman is saying. And I'm very
Judy,
sorry
Judy,
that all Catholics are
you're
the
too close
same
to
that
the
has
problem.
Been brought into our Catholic
you're
Church.
You're too close to
it's
the problem.
We're truly sorry, and we are all hurting. But that doesn't mean that all priests are gay
exactly.
or all priests are pedophiles.
That's right,
we
Judy.
Have some absolutely wonderful priests that
yeah.
serve our parishes
one.
And that serve their parishes,
mm-hmm.
and we are very, very grateful for having the wonderful priests that we do have.
How can you
and
be Catholic and live in Miami?
Jewish
they're
family,
all Jewish there.
I don't know
there.
Where the hell they came from, or please God forgive me for saying hell, but I don't
Judy,
know where they're coming
child,
from, but it certainly sounds
give me the
like
horn,
they
give me the
planted this story, and you're allowing them to do this. Amen.
Don't be a child, Bobby. Judy was saying some very good things there, and you're getting on the bullhorn.
Well, she won't let me hear
I can't
word,
hear you still, so I'm going to have to hang up.
Can you hear me now, Judy?
My connection's very, very poor.
Okay.
I do hope, though, that the
Christian
service and those comments that she made about the Jewish people
yes.
and about plumbers, especially plumbers, my God, all the plumbers.
Oh, they're thieves.
and
they're
the world should
thieves.
Be burying their heads for what she had to
they
say about them.
They should all go to San
And
Quentin.
What she had to say about Italians.
Mm-hmm.
You're just totally out of line. Anyway, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, and all the angels and saints, I invite you all back to your roots, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Thank you very much for listening to my call.
Very well Bye-bye. Said.
Thank you, Marley Madeline.
And
that
remember-
was really great. Get a hearing aid.
Get out of here with your bullhorn. All priests are molesters. All Italians are criminals. All Jews are tight. There's a little pattern there. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. You know, I'd like to say something at this time. Never mind. Phil Hendry Show, and the voice of Bobby and Steve Dooley was performed by me in the preceding bit, and I, of course, was doing my own voice, and the people that called in, well, they thought Bobby was a real person. And that's how we do our show on the Phil Hendry Show. It's a kind of a theatrical, excuse me, a theatrical send-up of news talk. And, by the way, along those lines, and when I say along the lines of how we do our show, I saw something in print, and I also heard something from a friend of mine this past weekend about Jamie Kennedy. Jamie Kennedy does a show called The Jamie Kennedy Experiment, and it's really just basically an updating of Candid Camera. But he did say, and I got to give him credit for this, Jamie Kennedy said on the Conan O'Brien show, and then he said also in print, in a print interview that he did back in January, and I happen to have it here, and I'd like to quote liberally from it for the next, say, 6 hours. He says, I'm living out my dreams because I get to play so many different characters. Have you seen this Jamie Kennedy experiment show? I guess he goes out into the world playing a different character and people believe he's a real guy and then they react to him. And so he says, I'm living out my dreams. I get to play so many different characters. My idols growing up were Eddie Murphy, Peter Sellers. I love him. And I also love there's a talk show host by the name of Phil Hendry in L.A. who's a genius radio guy. I love that type of show. I love that fooling people. So all I was going to say was, thanks, Jamie, for listing us as one of your major influences. But more to the point, thank you for basically saying you got the idea for your show from our show. Okay, moving along. Well, look at man, how often is it that somebody says, you know what, I am not going to say that this is original. I'm going to tell you who I actually copped the show from. It's Phil Hendry. Now, that is deserving of our accolades and our praise. And we're going to watch your show real soon, Jamie. It's on at night, man. And what am I doing at night? Oh, I'm here? All right. So I thought that was very cool. The other thing that I wanted to say was that the bit that we just did, if you were listening to that bit. Now, look, how do I put this so it doesn't sound like we're, you know, beating our chest and saying we're so wonderful? That was a perfect, perfect exhibition of what's happening right now around that Catholic priest child molestation issue. It's starting to turn into hysteria. It's starting to turn into something that can hurt not only the children that have already been hurt, and they've already been hurt, it's turning into something now that is going to damage people's reputations, because I think a lot of innocent people are being targeted now. Now, what happened out here in California over the weekend illustrates that. Out in Azusa, there were a group of people that got together and picketed a Catholic church out there because one of the priests apparently was named or mentioned in this molestation controversy. And how was he named or mentioned? By an anonymous phone tip. Now, there are a lot of things in this world that just say no guts. There are a lot of things that just absolutely smack a no guts. But nothing quite does it like the anonymous phone call and the anonymous letter. If you don't sign your name to a letter, if you can't put your name to a phone call, it ought to be taken and just thrown right out of the garbage. But apparently, whoever the idiots are that run that church out there, or whoever the morons are that were standing around outside that church this past weekend, whoever you people were, and I'm not saying that you weren't the victims of this terrible crime. I'm not saying that many of you didn't suffer this trauma. But because you suffered this trauma, that doesn't give you the right to willy-nilly just point the finger at any priest and say, well, this guy's a molester. And I got an anonymous tip that says you are. And I got another anonymous tip that you are. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of things in this world that are horrible. One of them is being molested as a child. Another one is having your reputation dragged through the mud and your name dragged through the mud when you're a completely innocent person. Because that will drive somebody to suicide just as much as the trauma that a child suffers after being molested. That will destroy a life just as readily. So I'm all in favor of taking every guilty priest and hanging a guy up by the thumbs. I'm not in favor of this mob mentality that's beginning to develop, that basically says this: you know what, the crime of child molestation is so serious that even if we catch a few innocent people in our net, oh well, that's just the price you gotta pay for cleaning this up. No, that ain't the price you gotta pay. And it's not worth indicting an innocent person. Just ask yourself, do you want to be the person caught in that net? If you're innocent, would you like to see your name printed in a newspaper associated with the world's child molester, the words child molester? Is that something you'd like to see about yourself? Or is it okay with you because it's all part of the price that you pay to make sure this problem gets cleaned up? I don't think so. Anyway, I'm particularly proud. I don't often stop down and say, boy, I'm really proud of the bit we just did. I'm very proud of the bit we just did. Very proud of it, because that illustrated perfectly the kind of hysterical thinking and the mob mentality that some people are now beginning to become prone to and become victims of. Man, let's do the right thing and let's protect these kids, but don't turn into a mob. Don't turn into an imbecile with a sign standing on a street corner and pointing your finger at anybody who looks cross-eyed and saying child molester. Who are you trying to save lives? You're trying to destroy lives. What are you trying to do? And that's one of the reasons why I think our show is just as valid a news talk medium as any other news talk show, if not more. And another thing I'd like to say, I am such a cool guy that I really... wait a minute, the microphone. What happened to my... Help!